Good evening, everyone. It's a joy to welcome you to our spring concert. We're very happy to see you here tonight. We want to welcome all the families, our friends, alumni, and our students and staff, and we're glad to have you here. It's a beautiful day. We're enjoying some lovely spring weather, and it's exciting. It's a sign of things to come, and we trust tonight we'll be able to rejoice in the Lord's goodness to us. He has blessed us abundantly, and we enjoy His blessing every day. He sends the sun to warm us and to cheer us, and we're thankful for the Son of Righteousness who has come with healing in His wings. So we rejoice in Christ tonight. That's the reason why we're here, and we lift up His name. Great is the Lord. This is the introductory piece, and that's the emphasis here tonight. So we want to welcome you. I want to say a special word of welcome to a couple of people. We have Mr. Conroy here. Mr. Conroy has not been well. He was in hospital last week. Glad to see him out at our concert. And one of our former students, Jacob, has not been well. He's just out of hospital too. We want to welcome Jacob, alumni, wherever he is. He's here somewhere. And welcome you all. We're glad to have you. And you know there's a lot of work, effort goes into preparing for a night like this. This is an opportunity for the students to showcase their talents. The Lord has blessed them with amazing gifts and talents, and we are thankful for the staff, the teachers who are able to nurture them and instruct them and prepare them. There's a lot of hours in preparation, and we trust you will enjoy the concert tonight. We're excited to hear the young people and to listen to the music that is played and listen to them sing. So we trust that you will enjoy the evening and that you will continue to praise the Lord with us. We're so thankful for His goodness through the year and how we think of it's really a matter of weeks before the end of the school year. I know some of the students are rejoicing in that fact and some of the teachers too. But we're looking forward to tonight and we just want to pray that God will bless us and be with us here. So let's all just take a moment and seek the Lord's face. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we give thanks for your goodness to us. Your grace and your blessings are new every morning. We would say, great is thy faithfulness, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We're thankful for the everyday blessings that you shower upon us. We're thankful for the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to seek and to save the lost. And we lift up his name tonight. We pray your blessing upon tonight's events. We pray for all the students as they would participate. You take away nervousness and fear. We pray for the teachers as they lead and direct that you would give them grace and help from above, that in all things Jesus Christ would be lifted up, that everything we do here at Whitfield would be for the honor and glory of our God. So receive our thanks. Continue to be with us here and bless us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you enjoy the evening. I'm going to hand it back over to Mrs. Espute.
The first song the grade 3, 4, and 5 classes are going to sing is called Holy is the Lord by Ron Hamilton. It is a beautiful song that describes the characteristics of and various names of God. In the middle of the piece, the familiar hymn, Holy, 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 can be heard. Holy is the Lord also includes a chorus that will be sung in harmony.
The second song that we will perform is Old Brass Wagon
a traditional folk song, which we will sing and play in harmony. The grade 5 class worked hard to write fun spring-themed lyrics to this traditional tune. These original lyrics can be found in the concert program. Thank you for listening.
The song the collegiate choir is about to sing, Banks of Doon, is a Scottish song that was written by Robert Burns in 1791. Burns wrote three versions of this song with different lyrics that he published all in the same year. The version that the choir is about to sing is a second version. The lyrics of this version, similar to the other versions, are all lyrics of true, heartfelt expression. This piece also features Ethan Lung on the violin. We hope you enjoy the hard work that the choir has put into learning this piece.
Written and composed by Whitfield graduate Kara Torres, The Story of Man tells the story of our fallen world and of our Lord's redemptive plan to save us. The song speaks of the unconditional love God had for his creation, in spite of our sinful ways. The words of the song are in your bulletin, so feel free to read along as we sing. Kara has composed many other beautiful pieces, and we are glad that she is able to accompany us on the piano. We hope you are just as blessed by this piece as we were.
I think Mr. Conroy had a lump in his throat back there when he heard that Scottish Robbie Burns song. I think there was a tear in his eye as well. But well done, Collegiate Choir. We're going to give you a chance to sing. Let's look to our hymn books in the pew there in front of you, number 2. We are going to sing as we get the band set up. The students will prepare to set up for the next part of our concert. So let's sing number 2 together. I think we'll give you a change of position. We'll stand to sing. And let me hear you. Let me hear you singing out now. This is your turn.
Thank you. The grade 6 band will be performing two pieces entitled Sakura Sakura and On Wisconsin.
Sakura Sakura is a traditional Japanese folk song arranged by John Higgins. It's a slow piece in a very minor key and includes many different dynamics. Dynamics in music describes how loud or soft to play. Try to hear the contrast between the loud and soft sections as you play the piece.
Our second piece, On Wisconsin, is an upbeat piece in a major key arranged by Paul Lavender. The uplifting and exciting melody makes this a very fun song to perform. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Good evening. The pieces the junior band will be playing for you are The Water is Wide, a traditional folk song arranged by James Rampton, and The Skin Holiday by Philip Spark.
This arrangement of The Water is Wide opens with soft, shimmering notes in the flutes, saxophones, and low brass, along with a flowing melody in the glockenspiel and piano meant to imitate gently flowing water. Shortly after, the melody is heard by the clarinets and French horns. Halfway through the piece, the flutes, trumpets, and saxophones join in the melody to create a moving climax in the music.
Our second piece, Mexican Holiday, is an exciting arrangement that features many different rhythms and melodies. Each section has a uniquely different sound than the last in this rousing piece of music.
We would also like to acknowledge the grade 11 music students who played percussion for the grade 6 music band and will be playing percussion for the junior band as well.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. We are the grades 11 and 12 Ladies Quintet, and we will be singing How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gift,
no wisdom,
but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
The first piece the collegiate band will be playing is Hungarian Dance.
Although the version of the piece we will be playing is by Andrew Ballant, it was originally composed by Johannes Brahms in 1868.
This piece opens with the clarinets playing the melody, and they are soon joined by the rest of the band. Hungarian Dance is a fast-moving and challenging piece with many tempo changes throughout. The band has worked very hard on this piece, and we hope you enjoy it.
Collegiate band we'll be playing for you tonight is the Magnificent Seven.
This piece was composed by Elmer Bernstein for this 1960 blockbuster, The Magnificent Seven.
Various themes from the second movement of Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra can be heard throughout the piece.
As you listen, you can hear the melody being passed around from instrument to instrument.
The arrangement consists of multiple time signature changes alongside many fluctuations in dynamics and articulation.
The Collegiate Band is very excited to play this piece for you.
We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we've enjoyed practicing it.
Thank you. So it's the time of night to where I say thank you for coming right before our finale. As you can imagine, tons of work has gone into tonight, so many different bands and choirs, and it's a lot of work, but it's worth it because it's for God. So I just wanted to thank you for coming to share in this night with us, and also thank the students for all of their hard work that they have done so diligently. And we have had fun putting this together, and we've had a lot more fun performing it for you tonight. So with that said, our finale is Stand Up for Jesus. And right after, we're going to be singing O Canada. We welcome you to join in singing with us. And I'm just going to shout out, please stand right after Stand Up for Jesus, and you can stand and sing O Canada with us.
One of the great things about being the president is that you can pull rank on people, and I want to pull rank tonight. And I want to thank, first of all, Mrs. Espute for the wonderful job she's done in training these children. We have watched the development of these choirs and bands over the years, and it's amazing just how well they've been doing. And by pulling rank, I want to ask her if she would do again the finale. Because these young people, they have practiced this, and just to play it once, that's not very good. So could you do the finale again for us? Both of them. Both. Well, I hope that's got your patriotic juices flowing. And, you know, I go sometimes to the primary assembly. And if you ever want to hear O Canada sung the way it should be sung, you hear our little children, they can really belt it out. In fact, I'm thinking sometime maybe of going down to Maple Leafs or the Blue Jays or even the Raptors and get them to sing, get our kids to sing, because they sing far better than most of the people they have to sing the national anthem. Now let's just close our concert tonight with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee tonight for the joy of coming and singing praise. And we bless you, O God, that Christianity is founded on praise. O God, we think of how thy word tells us that the way at the beginning, the morning stars, they sang together. And then, Lord, we read in thy word that the trees, they sing, and the birds, they sing. And then, Lord, most of all, that wonderful song of redemption where thou hast given to us a new song to sing. And Father, we pray that ever we shall have that song in our hearts and never allow the devil to steal away the Lord's song. And Father, we thank thee that we have yet ahead of us a wonderful, glorious hope, because we'll all join together the heavenly choir and there sing praises unto the Lord our God forevermore. So, our Father, we thank thee for this happy night of fellowship. We pray that thou would bless each of these, our students. And we pray, O God, that when that day comes, when we get to heaven, that none of these young people will be missing. We pray, our Father, that they'll be saved by the grace of the Lord our God. Bless our teaching staff, Lord. We thank thee for their dedication. And we pray that thou would bless them by seeing young people come and put their trust in thee. We ask, O Lord, now to part us in thy fear, and with thy blessing, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.